Ryan hires a new assistant. Nikki throws for a surprise 90s party. And Lily is going way beyond her boundaries. The review is up next, guys. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Chi-town.
We got an official opening song.
She wanna fuck with a nigga
and
from
Chi-town.
I want to say, I should have added this to news, but shout out to Four because he got increased like a million followers, a million views on this song.
Come on now.
Shout out to Four.
I think we helped with that with it being our
I think because we took it on as AfterBuzz, we gave it that little nudge, you know, to take it right over that million mark. Congratulations, Four. Thanks for giving us an amazing song to open our show with. Welcome, you guys, to the Black Ink Crew Chicago AfterBuzz Review. I am your girl, Carmen, and I'm here with my lovely co-host.
Yes, what's up, guys? I'm Elle Marie.
And today we have a guest host in the building who's filling in for Kiki, who wasn't here, and Drew.
Hey, what's up? It's Felicia Michelle here.
Hey, welcome, Felicia.
Yes. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Welcome to Black Ink Crew.
Thank you.
It's a little different over here.
Okay.
We let shit loose. We, you know, we have a good time. So, you know, go ahead and let your curls flow,
okay,
girl.
Okay, I can do that.
And get ready to keep it real because, you know, this crew is out of control. And it takes for us to hone in all of our reading skills to really break down these. Because, listen, girl, Black Ink Crew 9 Mag, season, what is this, 4 now?
4. Season 4.
It's crazy, y'all. But here we are to talk about it. Thanks for tuning in at home. We really appreciate you guys for tuning in. And we are ready to get into this episode, are we not?
Yeah, let's go.
This week's episode is entitled New Lease, New Reese. Okay. And we got some
newness
new characters in the building. Newness all around. New bossy attitudes.
Yep.
New hires are happening. And new assistants show up.
Yeah. Let's just tease some things real quick. Just let everybody know what we have coming up. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about this 90s party.
Yep.
A 90 party looked a little fun.
Yes, love a 90s party.
But just like all, you know, parties,
all the parties
that NIMAG have, it seems to be some drama.
Yeah, we got some news and our special segments, so we going to talk about that.
Our special segments, we're going to show our favorite tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm excited for that.
Yes, and we're going to see what kind of gossip and news that Elle Marie was able to keep up with while we were gone.
A slow day, but we're going to give y'all some news.
And we miss you, Kiki and Drew. We miss you guys, so we'll see you guys back here next week. But for now, we're about to hold this thing down. Yeah. So, there are new people in the building, you guys. Ryan has hired a new assistant.
A crazy assistant.
A crazy assistant who...
A thirsty.
Is she thirsty? What did you guys think about her?
Not thirsty as in like thirst bucket, but thirsty as in like she had too many beverages.
Too many beverages off the rip. It's something about him picking these girls that drink a lot because...
Yeah, what's with that?
Because Lily be hitting that bottle too, honey.
Yeah.
Hit you, hit the bottle, hit you with the bottle, but we'll get to that later. We'll talk about that later.
So he has this new assistant, and he claims that he wants to get away from all the drama, but it seems his new hire fits right into the mold of the old NIMAG, which is party, turn up, and drink till
like,
you drop, honey.
How do you come to work drunk?
How do you come to work drunk on, like, your first day?
On your first day.
I just don't understand what was the point of even coming in, and why did you take a date before you were going to come? She's like, I was on a date, and she was cussing and carrying on in front of his mom. I think that's what made it worse.
Exactly.
Like, it made it 10 times worse. His mom was like, watch your language.
Right.
Like, she did the auntie thing, like, I'm his mother.
Exactly.
And she was super fly because her hat, y'all didn't say, I don't know if y'all saw her hat was super fly.
First of all,
so dope.
Mama Ryan is just fly anyway.
She
from
is.
The first time she showed up on the show, we were like, who is this beautiful woman looking way too young to be Ryan's mother?
Yes, somebody's mother,
her energy, like she's super dope.
And she seems like the type of woman that would raise a really grounded son, like she's not full of crap. So I'm wondering why Ryan is attracted to these types because he brought Lily in. Am I right?
He did bring Lily in.
And Lily seems like she's been a lot of trouble.
She has been kind of, it's been some issues since day one with Lily.
But she's an artist though. So in that respect, it's like you can actually contribute something to us making money.
True.
This assistant, it's like you're just kind of an assistant.
Yeah,
you could find assistants anywhere really. You know, you could just put an ad on Indeed and you could find somebody. It's not super hard.
Do you guys think that Ryan needed a Charmaine or that kind of like female sisterly energy to help him balance these new people that's gonna come into his door? Because now who does he have to have his back when he comes up against this energy now? Like before he knew he had his crew behind him, and it was like, okay, Charmaine's going to check that at the door, or Vanda's going to make sure that doesn't get too far out of hand. But now,
I think it's like Rachel.
Who's going to be Rachel?
Yeah, it's Rachel because she's there now, like all the time.
She's, yeah.
They are attached at the hip now because real she was there. While
Rachel be there, the huh?
Yeah. She has to be there. She last listen. Time she wasn't there, y'all saw what happened. Okay. So she has to be right. there.
She's like, it's not going to happen again. Not on my watch.
Not with Queen running the show, mm-hmm. huh? So is Queen running the show now? Can yeah, we officially feel
is.
Like
she is?
She's
because
dun yeah. dun 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 Duchess. She's Duchess.
Ooh.
She is Duchess because she told him
she's
to hire that girl
Duchess.
Back. She is. We've damn. Seen this before
seen
on
this
another
before.
Black Ink crew.
She might be Duchess. I don't want to say it. Oh,
well,
man,
I'm gonna say Duchess it's a little is, deeper. Than
I didn't mean to
really
do Jaws wild. Music to Duchess's name. That was wrong. I apologize.
No, right? Rachel gives that vibe though. Like, first of all, Duchess definitely is that. Like, I'm gonna ruin your whole life if this shit don't go my way. Yeah. That's what I get about Duchess. And Rachel, she don't really seem like she's trying to. I don't know. I have mixed opinions about Rachel because yeah. I don't really know if her wanting Ryan to do a separate thing is because I believe that she wants the best for her man. Who doesn't? But I don't know if it's really because her man messed up and she's trying to get the people that are on the side of the woman who he kind of crept off with mm-hmm. out of the picture. So mm-hmm. we just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
But she definitely comes with Jaws theme music.
She has Beyonce vibes. Like, she could get him to, like, lay it with his shirt off and take a picture that's incredibly disturbing to most people and kind of interesting.
Like, Ryan, why is your
it's
shirt
like she
off?
Has, like, it's like she like has, that? Like, that power kind of because, mm-hmm. like, you cheated
she
on
does.
Me and now
yeah.
you want to make it right with me so bad.
So you gotta do whatever so, I say.
And whatever I say is, I already kind of didn't like these people. If you watch the show for a long time, she was involved initially and then she was gone. And then
exactly.
that was it. So to me, I was like, maybe she was like, I'm done. I don't want to be with them. And then it was like, bam, I got the perfect excuse now. I got him where I want him to be. He's messed Ooh. With this person. He's messed with that person. When we lay in bed at night and he talks to me about these problems mm-hmm. and pillow talk, I'm sure that there is multiple conversations that led up to him losing his mind. Like, it just wasn't
yes.
him coming up with this stuff
yeah,
on his
true.
Own. Like, Ryan is smart, but
that's yeah. a very good perspective.
He's
it's
not that smart
to
that
he's like
putting together these conspiracy theories that he has. Like, right. I'm sorry I had to say
he's
it.
He's got some help with that.
You know, all his conspiracy theories, they leave him, like, he's not in the conspiracy. If you ever noticed that, it's just like, all of y'all was wildin'.
That is
and then
true.
He don't accept
he's
the responsibility. I wonder if Rachel is acknowledging his responsibility or if she's just like, nope, forget him, we'll dump them all.
Probably behind closed doors, but I think when they get in front of people, it's all of them. It's the crew against Ryan.
Right. Well, Rachel, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but Rachel, like, I had my first favorite moment of Rachel this week, and that was her outfit that she wore to the 90s.
Yeah.
It really wasn't even on the episode, but she won me over with the outfit. If I yeah. like your outfit, I'm nicer to you. Sorry, call me shallow. But I was like, okay, bitch, you got me with the fly little 90s gear. Okay, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I don't know. Rachel, please don't let this turn into a non-mag part two if you were very, very, very against mm-hmm. the drama. Because didn't she talk him into giving her a second chance?
Yeah, she did.
But that's the same type of thing she was trying to get away from.
Yeah, so
if
I don't.
It's really that she's trying to get away from, and that's my whole point. Because maybe
like
it's
you
just,
think it's more so the whole cat situation and all that, and she's trying to get away
you
from
said
that.
It, not
hey,
me.
Because
mean,
they said there's
be.
No NIMAG without her, and they weren't going to let it go until she was a part of it, and she can't be a part of it with what happened between mm-hmm. the two of them. That's something they should have thought of ahead of time, though.
That's all I'm saying. But you know
they
what?
They don't have no HR policy there at all. Like, y'all need to have some HR. Y'all need somebody to
Girl,
come and regulate
true.
What y'all should and shouldn't
like,
do.
Y'all need
proper
to chill this
and
out.
Improper relationships
right
at work.
That's true. I know I'm kind of hard on Rachel because of the storyline. It just doesn't sit well with me. But Rachel, please come on, girl.
Call to action.
It's a call to action. We cannot have this ghetto mess going on at this new shot. We elevating.
Please don't turn into Duchess.
Don't turn into Duchess. But like, if this is really about elevation, let's see. Like, let's really see that it was worth everything that you guys said it was going to be worth. Please.
Can I just point something out? I don't know if y'all peeped it, but she brought them like a little Buddha that's like for prosperity
yeah,
and like for their business, like as a peace offering. She's like, I'm really sorry, and I bought you this. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to hire me back, it's okay. It's like, you really brought a peace offering.
She started crying and everything. I really need this.
I need this.
Well, Rachel, we need you. We're counting on you. We're counting on you not to let this thing go downhill. okay, because then it's going to be really mm-hmm. embarrassing for Ryan if he has to go back with his tail between his legs and tell his crew.
For real. Like, so she has to be the one, like you said, so who's going to be, like, she has to be the one to keep everything in check, including Ryan.
Right.
Keep everybody in check.
Right.
And now this new girl, what was her name? Bella?
Bella.
Bella Wasted is what Rachel called her. She's going to have to keep her in check, too, because then it's kind of going to fall on Rachel, like, well, you are the one that wanted to bring her back.
Exactly.
So in a sense, you're kind of responsible for her. And her
now, actions. Let's not sleep on Rachel's business acumen, because Rachel does have her own business as well. She yes. has a mm-hmm. fingernail polish yes. line, and it's mm-hmm. getting out there, too. So congratulations to Rachel. We know that she knows how to run some shit, but we're going to need her. We're going to need to see her merge that with Nine Mag before yeah. we can give her credit for really knowing what she,
right.
you know, knowing what she's doing, whatever. But she bossed up, and she got him to kick out the crew. So let's see what happens now. Speaking of new hires, Lily decides to drag in
Reese.
A Lily friend.
A Lily friend. Yeah, because she felt outnumbered. She needed somebody on her side.
She needed somebody on her side, which is some weak shit. Like, I come to money to get my come to work to get my money.
Also, but not only that, like, okay, so fine. Like, but sometimes you feel like if you do feel a little outnumbered, you need someone on your side. But she's brand new. Like, you went to interview her and everything like that, but do you really know her? Because she could switch on you.
But
you don't even
of all,
know how loyal she is or she's going to be.
The What's going on weird. In Lily's head is what
too
I want to know.
Much. I can't imagine how rapidly her brain moves from thing to thing just because how erratic her emotions can be a lot of times. Wait, am I talking about myself? Sorry.
You're talking about me.
No, but I just thought it was crazy. Like, why do you really, like, say you want to have mm-hmm. backup? And then it's like, do you want to have somebody have your back or do you want somebody in your bed? Because she started hitting on her, like, right. crazy. Like, what's the craziest thing you've ever
and
done?
And she's really
bed?
Have a boyfriend.
She's
like,
cute.
Really
she has a look.
Oh, she's very pretty.
She's
yeah.
a look. Her tattoos are really nice. Her mm-hmm. tattoos are fun. You know, her hair is her look.
And
is
her story
fun.
Is interesting yeah. as well. She yeah. was an accountant before this. Yeah. Like, who gives up being an accountant to quit
took a
cold
tattoo.
Turkey and become
yeah,
a tattoo artist?
Stretch
right?
her earlobes and, like, really live out there.
Yeah.
But she's, I guess she's living
but
out
that's
her
who
artistic
she is. So,
vision.
Yeah, be who you are.
And
you
she's successful. It's working out.
Mm-hmm.
It's working out for her.
Well, apparently, a couple of people think she's cute. Because
Ford
got to flirting with it, and I was nervous for Reese's entire life.
I was scared for Ford's life.
I was nervous for Reese's entire life.
Yeah, because Nikki's not a small girl. Like, she's tall and stuff.
Yeah, that's,
like,
she
yeah.
ain't no tiny. Listen.
She's not, no, she ain't
she's
small
She's tall and thick and strong.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've seen her exert mm-hmm. her strength quite a few times on this show.
Listen.
You know, so when Reese got to talking about how fine Ford was, and was all, you know, actually physically touching that mm-hmm. man in front of Nikki.
And he was okay with it. I was like, Ford.
I was like,
Ford, your girl is Nikki.
Right there. But apparently,
I don't think she saw all of that. Because if she would have saw all of that, I feel like tonight, like right now, I feel like Ford's life is in shambles. Or he was smart enough to get away from her before they watch this episode tonight. Like right now, yeah. I feel like he is getting cussed out. Like,
I don't know. Because you know what? Nikki has been challenged with women being close to Ford, whether it's a cousin. Like, mm-hmm. remember, she lost her mind when the cousin or the half-cousin or the half-sister on the
well, that's because she was
side.
Trying to, like, look out. Because people are, like, you know, fake. Once you get on, they try to connect with you somehow. Like, you're my third cousin on my dad's side, yeah. twice removed. Like, no, I don't know you, actually.
I feel like she used this opportunity to show her growth. Because we are so used to seeing her lose her mind over Ford.
True.
And after I saw a couple pictures of drop on him on the internet, honey, I was like, oh, I see
oh,
why.
Oh, we get it.
Oh, we get it. Okay, I retract every statement I've said about your crazy because I
okay,
get it.
We
put you down.
Okay.
It's a group text.
Okay.
We'll show you.
Thank you.
it's some things floating around that kind of like validate Nikki's kind of like,
her maturity,
you know,
her growth.
No, her craziness
oh, no, her crazy.
About
yes.
four.
Oh,
but
yeah,
now, like, we get to see her kind of exercise a different side of herself, mm-hmm. which was restraint in the face of flirtation.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she kind of decides, like, I want to join in.
Yeah. And I think, because Four also said, like, oh, she think you cute. So I think they talked about Reese.
Oh,
beforehand
probably.
So if she saw it, so that's why she was like kind of okay if she did see a little bit of something.
Yes.
That's why she didn't just like jump stupid right away, because
exactly.
like, oh, okay, well, maybe we could. I think they had a conversation, and that's
okay.
the only reason why Reese is alive.
That's logical. Mm-hmm. That's logical.
That's why.
I have a quote. I actually have a quote. This is my favorite quote of the show. It's from Nikki. It says, just because I touch a titty doesn't mean you touch a titty. And I feel you, Nikki, because it's just a whole different thing, you know. You lead the way, and I understand that, you know. And I think it's real cute that she was like, you know, down
right.
and bring a little third in the room.
Yeah,
Reese
so
was down
for
whatever.
She was down for whatever and whoever.
Whoever.
The bartender. Like, girl, how aren't you supposed to be making the drinks? Like, how are you laying on the bar getting made right? out with?
You mixing drinks, not saliva. Come on, girl.
It just be some wild. That's just all tattoo artists this crazy. Oh, is it just...
Well, you know what?
They just cast really crazy tattoo artists. They cast
really crazy people. But Reese was like, oh, I know the tattoo shop drama, so maybe it gets a little crazy in there every now and then. I don't know.
Because it's a lot of free spirits, and it's like people who definitely don't play by the book. Like, yeah. Anytime you want to tattoo your body up and live, like, vicariously wearing your art, you mm-hmm. don't play by the rules.
No.
You know, so it's everybody okay is a little, yeah.
Not playing by those rules.
Uh-huh. How do y'all feel about Lily? Period. So Lily brings in this new girl. She takes it upon herself, being the newest person, mm-hmm. member of the Nine Mag family, which is now branching off into yeah. Loyalty Inc. Mm-hmm. She takes it upon herself to not check with the original crew, but to bring a new person
to hire somebody
but new. To preface that, I think that why she did it was because Charmaine was like, oh, Danielle's coming back. And after Danielle was on like an engagement break, I've never heard of an engagement break. I heard maternity leave.
Girl.
I heard of going on my honeymoon. But an engagement break to a dude who cheats on you religiously?
Right.
I don't know. But anyway, so but that's why, you know, she
I hope
did
she
it.
She scrubbed him down real good because she velvet. Definitely had contact with that.
We're
going
to talk about
velvet.
The way she chooses to cleanse things later on in this episode.
But also with Lily, like, okay, so if she may feel like Danielle doesn't need to come back, but she was a part of Nine Mag. Like,
the original Nine
Mag.
Nine
she's Mag. A day one. So she would have a right to come back if she wanted to come back, you know?
Yes.
So Lily was upset about that. Lily was upset, like, everyone had all these plans to redecorate the shop and everything. She's like, we don't have no money, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
It's understandable you guys don't have money. Then Danielle comes in and she's like, oh, well, let's get the wall where Ryan painted all over Nine Mag. And
okay.
Lily gets upset again. Like, she's like, bitch, didn't I just tell you to stop talking about decorating? But Lily, that is an issue that needs to be taken care of
it
that you guys can
yeah.
afford to cover.
It's paint.
Yeah. Like, it's paint. Come on, Lily, calm down. So that's why it's like, Lily, calm down.
Where is all this coming from? Is it liquid courage?
I just need to know if everybody, first off, too many cooks in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I understand what Lily's frustration is. I think she doesn't have any money is what she's saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. B, she is the one who, it was her idea for them to just start a whole new thing. And she mm-hmm. brought them all together at Van's store and was telling them we just should do our own thing and we become Loyalty Inc. And mm-hmm. it was initially her idea. So mm-hmm. I could see maybe she's like feeling like she's left out. And she obviously has emotional traumas mm-hmm. that make it hard for her to express herself in situations where she truly cares and loves somebody. We saw her relationship with Junior. It was volatile.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think not because she didn't care, because she doesn't know how to express conflict in care. Like, so I think
mm-hmm.
that's just her issue with that. So people, she cares about this. That's why she got so mad.
You know, I can relate to that too, because I remember, like, I'm from Baltimore. It's not really like the easiest place to
like, they're
come
not
up.
Passing out hugs at the street. Like,
right, yeah.
On the East
yeah,
Coast. Like,
you know,
like, hey.
And it's just like, you kind of have to have this show, so I don't know where she came from, but I realized, like, at a point in my life, like, I don't know how to end stuff
yeah.
without sticking a knife and twist it.
Yeah.
And maybe she's that type of person where it's just like she has to learn, like, in the business world mm-hmm. that that's not how you handle yourself. Like,
it's
everything
not, yeah.
can't be handled with a fight.
It's not even business, even in your
just
personal
in life.
In your
yeah.
personal life, period.
Because the thing
it's
is,
not
like
worth
you said,
the
yeah.
moment,
mm-hmm. right?
She doesn't know how to express herself.
You
and
have
sometimes,
to learn
like,
and grow.
If you are upset and you feel like you may cry or something
mm-hmm.
like that, especially in those environments in the hood or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you feel like crying or something like that, that's a weak emotion.
Exactly.
So you're sad, but you can't really show that
and
because
so
you
fight.
Have to defend yourself. You have to fight.
Yeah.
You have to show
true.
Anger
Big
before
facts,
you show sadness.
Anger is a secondary emotion.
Mm.
If you're angry, something else happened
yeah.
before
exactly.
that. It's usually sadness.
Yep.
Good
disappointment,
point.
Something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yes. Good point.
Yep.
So Lily, I mean, we could get back to her and her little, like, showing out, but she definitely... I just said, like, this point of the episode, I just feel like she's already overstepping her boundaries. I hadn't
mm-hmm.
even seen what else was coming up next, but where I just want to leave this is that right now, the taste that she left in my mouth is that you're doing too much, sis, to be
mm-hmm.
the newest crew member.
Yeah.
You're just doing too much. You need
and
to pump your brakes. Yes.
Like, also, I want to say, Danielle, I don't understand why you were still sitting down.
Yeah.
While that girl was, like, threatening to fight you. We don't do that in Chicago.
Like
you made us look bad.
Let
like,
her walk up on you.
Yeah,
so
don't
she started
walking
towards
you.
Girl.
Yeah, like, you should be like, hold on, what are we walking?
Unless your special
for?
Move is to grab the person from underneath
yeah,
and put them
and
in
like
some sort of flip
over
lock.
Like
if that ain't your special move,
not
get up on your feet.
In the advantage position,
get up.
Get up, sis. You gonna let Lily crazy literally stand over you. We already know she ain't got it.
Right? But then, yo, she was getting her flipper on. She was getting those kicks in, though. I was like, dag, that's exhausting. To kick is way harder than to, like... But her ponytail was still on. I saw that. I was like, her hair's going to get messed up. She's just acting like she's like...
Well, we got a little bit of more Lily drama to get to, and I do want to get into Forest Party. But before that, we got a little bit of information from the network from Elle Marie. She's going to share with us.
Felicia, for sure, I can definitely do that. What's up, After Buzzers? Here at the network, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's literally no network that works harder to serve you, but now we need your help, so we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Besides helping us out a ton, here's what's in it for you. It caters specific content that you already like directly to you. It caters to your favorite shows to you, so you don't have to seek our after show out. Just pop right up. And it suggests content from other channels and podcasts that you also might be interested in. So subscribing to our YouTube channels will also help you discover new shows we're sure that you'll love. Since you're here with us on reality TV, we have Teen Mom, Jersey Shore, Bar Rescue, and The Proposal, one of my new favorites. And remember, we have channels for other genres too. Please do not be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be. They're optional. This is easy. Hit the subscribe button now for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. If you do, write it in the comments. We'll shout you out on air. And seriously, thank you guys so much. You are the best fans. We promise to keep doing our very best to serve you guys.
Yes, thank you so much, Felicia. That was lovely. Shout out to everybody that tunes into us every week. We really
hit that subscribe button, comment.
So subscribe, make sure you comment. Tell a friend to tune in. Share us on your YouTube, on your Facebooks, and on your Instagram. Just share us, you guys, and let them know that we're reviewing your very, very, very favorite shows ever. And we also like to give a shout out to everyone listening to us on iTunes. We always give shout outs to people that, you know, watch on YouTube, but we rarely, you know, like to talk about our listeners. So big shout out to our listeners on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. Let us know what you think about in the comment section, what you think about our review, you know, how you feel about the episode, what we should talk about more, all of those good things. Just tune in. But thanks you guys on YouTube and you guys on iTunes for tuning in to our podcast. All right, so now Nikki, being a good girlfriend that she is being, you know, decides to throw her bae a surprise 90s party.
So cute.
She officially kept it a secret, and Ford damn near fell out when he walked through the door. Like, why am I at a party on a dry-ass Monday?
He's like, what are we doing here? Like, it's Monday.
Yes. How cute was that?
That was really cute, because he was really surprised. And I'm
Charmaine
did a good job as well, because she kept it quiet. I was like, what?
I was surprised too, Charmaine. Charmaine can't hold water, so.
Charmaine's solid. Y'all tripping.
No, Charmaine. She came through this time. Yeah, but you know that girl got a big mouth. She knows she got a big mouth.
I feel like she tell the truth. I feel like she's unadulterated about the truth. Like, I'm gonna just spill the tea if it's the truth, and don't be mad at me. But I don't feel like she's like a shit starter.
I will say she's starting to boss up just a little bit. Like, even before then, like, she's been the one kind of getting everybody together. Okay, let's stop this. Let's stop this arguing, this fighting. We need to come together and move forward. This is what we were about before. So she's stepping up, like, that boss mentality. Like,
I feel like it's her place to do that too. Like, she's kind of been like the mom, so to speak. Like, she's the one that kind of, like, for the most part,
she's stepping into
she's
it
like
more
manager
now,
slash
well, she was already like the office manager and taking care of the front desk stuff, stuff and the day-to-day things anyway, so she kind of just kept that going. Plus,
I personally felt like she should still be the manager of this shop. Like, I feel like she should have been the one that, like, okay, I'll still help oversee it. I know how things run or whatever, but I don't, they haven't officially made anybody anything yet.
And that's
right,
it's not gonna work, but we'll
it's
get
not
to that.
Gonna work. We're getting glimpses of that and not working. But back to this party, there's a 90s party, and it's, you know, really, really, really fun looking. But at this party, Lily's cousin is there looking like a straight thug. Like, she done did a bid. Like, she would body slam your ass
Lily's
and fold
cousin
you up.
Like somebody you send to someone else's house.
Right?
Like, yeah. Big, a big. Like, she like got a big before her name. Like,
Paloma. Paloma.
Big Paloma. Big P.
Big P.
Master P. Right. Big.
That's or a little. Or a little. Because that's like irony.
She could,
Yeah, because she looks like a whole gangster. She looks really strong.
She looks really strong.
She looks very physically
And she's
strong.
Having a conversation with Charmaine just about Lily and about how things were. And it seems like the conversation is going pretty well.
Yeah, surprising, because it does, like, she looks all tough and everything. I thought she was going to get in Charmaine's ass, but like they were having a civil conversation.
Maybe we didn't see the very start. It started a little aggressive from where we started
it did.
But I think that it probably didn't automatically start that way because Charmaine said that she's seen her twice and she knows everything about me. So she must like Charmaine.
Right. Well, she. My thing is, how ironic is it that Charmaine is being confronted by a person who she does not know personally, but happens to know all her business? And then Lily is sitting off, knowing that she's been running her mouth about Charmaine, catching an attitude about Charmaine, just holding her composure through a conversation that seems to be about her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like...
The things she was expressing, too, were like, I don't want it to be like this. We're not hearing each other. Like, right. It was very, like, not happy about the current state of things, like wanting there to be a resolve.
Right.
And the cousin was just like, you know, just the cousin basically just don't come at her wrong because how, you know, in our community or in our culture, it's like this.
Right.
So the conversation was well, but Lily just walked over and Lily thought they was talking about her because she's like, they don't got nothing else in common.
First of all, Lily, you were running your mouth about Charmaine, obviously. Mm-hmm.
And then if you don't trust your cousin to come around and not talk about you, why are you bringing her anywhere?
Right. It's your cousin.
Pull your cousin. You're worried about that conversation.
Yeah,
right?
Why are you worried about Charmaine? You should pull your cousin to the side and say, look, this isn't...
Or what are you talking about?
She wants smoke. The problem is she wants smoke. And she's trying to assert herself in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Like, low-key, like, Lily was supposed to come, and I would love for her to come back. But I'm almost at a point now where it's like, I need to wait and see more from Lily before she comes. Because I really don't have anything positive to say right now about how she's carrying it. Like, I get that she's trying to boss up, but she's going about it all the wrong way. Stay in your place. Like, not even necessarily stay in your place, but work your way into a better light, into a better position with your colleagues. You don't just come into a situation brand new.
No one respects a position, they respect a person. So because y'all don't have any positions, that doesn't matter, and there's no respect for that. So y'all have to be able to respect the person. You can't just say, like, I'm the boss or we're all the boss, and that's just... No, like, there's just, like, needs mutual respect. She probably feels disrespected from Charmaine making decisions.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't
warrant that. But she could be in a different space. Like, there's a bunch of other things that go on in your day-to-day life, your day-to-day life, my day-to-day life that we do not know, and everyone has some crazy stuff going on. You never know what's happening behind the scenes. You never know what was said. We see an edited version of this show. So I try to keep that in mind, as be objective as possible, that I don't actually know the whole story, because they show me what makes someone look the worst. They show us the very worst. It's like her cousin. I don't believe her cousin came up and was having a negative or a volatile conversation, but they chopped it to get the worst part. So she really did what she did, and that's not cool. But the background story, and also it's a while ago, so maybe if she comes on, you could talk to her, and she might see that and realize
I would love her to come up, but I just feel like I gotta think real good, like, because
she's still. Because
what could you ask her that wouldn't be?
See how she would. I don't know. It would be. You just have to see how she's gonna handle things. I don't know. I would like to see Lily in another interview.
I think maybe a couple more like episodes. We'll see. I think that she'll have a deep regret. Lily always does that. We've seen it when she did with Junior. I don't want to keep her with the past or her and Junior, but that's the only close relationship I have to go off of.
Right.
She flips out on him. She gets upset. She gets regretful. She cries. She says sorry.
But you know what I pay attention to? Okay, her actions are really wild and all over the place. But what she was saying was, you don't have the right. She was telling Charmaine that Charmaine doesn't have the right to do certain things. But I'm like... Like, Lily, like, you...
Are we going to get into their thing? Are we about to do that now?
Yeah, well, we're talking about it now.
I was holding back. Yeah, so I'm asking if we can let her go.
We can get into it. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's still like you said, she's like, she doesn't have the right. And then, so since she hired Danielle back, so then Lily felt like she could take it upon herself and hire Reese. But it's like, you're the one that offered the whole idea of no boss. Like, so it's not going to work. So then how dare you say, since somebody doesn't have a right, but you all are all supposed to be equal.
I felt Charmaine when she was like, did you help build this? Like, you come in as the last hire of the official non-mag, and then you come in turning up, starting trouble, causing all kinds of fights, drinking too much, wilding out. Like, they party. She like, we party, but, like, you party with no cap on top of your thing. Like... It's not really a positive light to show yourself in, and then to expect to just come in and start pulling boss moves. Mm-hmm. Like, she has to work on her trust, like you said, between her colleagues before she just comes in.
And her deliveries, like how she addresses people and talks to them. Like, you need to speak to people calmly, just like how you feel like, don't come at me disrespectful or crazy. do the
Charmaine that didn't come at her crazy her, right, at all. Exactly. Like, she literally just was like, this is what's going on. Like she's passionate about it, but I don't think she was being disrespectful. She was just like, listen, like, no, like, I'm trying to tell you that we're not hearing each other. And then Lily's like, you don't have the right, and then you don't deserve it. You don't deserve it, or whatever.
Lily
and I was like, didn't deserve it. Like,
Lily just out of pocket. I can't even sit here and try to explain her actions because some shit's irrational to me. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why she, like, takes the approaches that she does, or she conjures the drama that she does. I'm really lost when it comes to Lily. I really am.
I agree with Lily a little bit when she said, like, this, we're in the right now. Like, I do agree with that. You guys are in a new space. You're moving forward, but you can't discredit the fact, or not acknowledge the fact, that all of them were there kind of before you, and this has been for years. You know what I mean? That they were with NYMEG.
Right.
So it is going to be a little bit of that.
You're going to feel a little left out. You're going to have to just get over it, because that's like me being like, so I was on this panel tonight and I was a little left out. Like, I'm not normally here. You're not normally there.
Right.
So they have a flow and a groove, and you're just not a part of it just yet. Just can you wait?
Just
give it 6 months. Give it a year. You probably will act like
you
was never there.
You have to understand that.
Exactly.
It's what, 4, 5, 6 of them? Like, that's a whole group of people.
You can fit right in.
Yeah, I just don't understand why she's trying to come in strong on the situation.
And
like, I really don't.
It's dumb, because she knows, and she even said that it's the guys are going to take Danielle and Charmaine's side, and that's why I need to have Reese. You start in something on purpose.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. She knows it's like she's gearing up for fights. Like, what are you coming to work for? And that whole, like, you don't know what people go through.
She just had to fight all her life,
like,
I see.
I think it's the worst excuse to say, you don't know what I've been through today. That's why I've been treating you like sugar, honey, iced tea. Like, that's not fair. Like, you are a professional. It doesn't matter what you've been through, because guess who's not going to care? The rest of real life. Mm-hmm. You have to handle yourself in a way that's not going to put you further down, further in a hole.
I think with her, it's because it's habitual, and it's not like something that happened one time, and she didn't have just a bad moment. Mm-hmm. She didn't just have a bad day. Mm-hmm. It's something that we've seen so many times. Like, honestly, we could probably just put a whole little sizzle reel together of all times that she broke something, broke down about it, apologized, and then started that cycle all over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just found another one for her to have to break down and apologize for, because she was out of pocket.
There was something out there real fast.
Yes.
Didn't Junior look so happy with his new girlfriend?
I was
she
about
is
to
fuego.
Say, I was about
my
to say, speaking of drama free,
cute.
Ryan goes on a date, a double date with Junior and his girl, and Ryan brings his lady, Rachel,
she's pretty.
Junior looks happy with a beautiful girl.
She's
and
fire. She looks way better than Lily. Sorry, Lily.
Ryan kind of pulls his boy in the middle of things and says, you know, I love your energy. I would love for you to be a part of our, you know, new crew. And even Junior is like, let me take a step back from the drama. Mm-hmm. Like, they're like polar opposites. Mm-hmm.
Lily, the old girl and
Junior.
Oh, yeah.
How they're handling things.
True.
Because
but you can see that when they were together.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He was
but how'd y'all feel
about
that
drama.
Scene?
I think Ryan was offended because he didn't immediately jump on and say, yeah. But I think Junior has a good concept of what's actually going on, like a clearer head. Like, maybe he's a little bit more unbiased because he's an employee, but he's close with Ryan, too. He, like, kind of was just like, nah, because Ryan, you do your stuff, too. Like, you do stuff that adds to it. It'd be different if Ryan probably was not drama-free and it was just them, but he
kept it real.
And he don't want to be in the middle of it because he's taking a side. He's taking a stand, taking a side if he does that. He could be in drama back with Lily. He's like, I got a new girl. She's fuego.
Exactly.
I don't have no problems with my new girl.
Exactly.
He did take himself just completely out of the situation.
Yeah.
Nine Mag, like, went to a whole nother shop for the time being. Like, I gotta go.
Shout out to Junior. Yeah. Shout out to Junior for being mature so far.
Sometimes a check
so
isn't
good.
Worth it. Sometimes a check is not worth your
peace.
Yeah,
exactly. He got himself a new girl. She's, like you said, she fuego caliente,
honey. I can't wait till they show this Jamaica trip. But,
anyway. But supposedly things go very, very left for Junior, but we can't speak on that yet. But
we'll wait. We'll be patient.
Let's get into our special segment.
Yes.
Every week, we like to pick out our very, very favorite tattoos in Elle Marie.
Yes. So three of us chose tattoos. Okay. So you can go ahead and talk about your tattoo first.
I'm gonna say her name wrong, and I always do, but she is super lit, and I pulled it up and I don't have it now. Her name is Miriam Lupini, and she's on Instagram. She has like over 20,000 followers, but her specialty is these type of colorful tattoos, galaxies, star. She's actually just did a really dope portrait of Rihanna that she was on the Shade Room for. So yeah, her specialty is color and cover up. So She kills it every time. I've been to her studio. It is lit. She's an amazing artist. Yeah, she's out here in LA. She's an amazing artist. She paints. She does everything. The girl is just super artistic.
That's beautiful. And that's a Ganesh.
Yeah. Ooh. So mine, I really like this one. So this is from Ace of Art, who is one of the new employees at 9MAG.
Come on now.
I just think this is super dope.
Yes.
Like the cornrows, like it just embodies the essence of a black woman. It's the black cornrows, magic. The bamboo earrings with the Africa in the middle. Like,
and look at this complexion work, this lighting work that he does on her, in her braids and on her face. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
Her face, look at that. The fact that we can see like parts
Well, it's looking like
you got like a highlighter on her face.
Yes.
Right?
We can still count on an amazing tattoo from 9MAG, from the new 9MAG.
Yep, so they're artists.
I'm mad we have to say the new 9MAG.
I know, because, honey. And this is the one I picked out. It's Creativity, obviously, because creativity rules my life. This is by Van. It was posted on Van's page, and I just thought it was awesome. The lettering is really clean to me. And it spoke to me because I love creativity. So I love the line work. I'm a big fan of lines. So just the straight lines and just the boldness.
Straight.
Yeah, I just like it.
I'm
a big fan of symmetry. And so I like the spacing and the size of the letters. They're all evenly spaced and equally like portioned out.
It's very clean.
Yeah, it's very clean. So shout out to Van for doing my favorite tattoo.
It's dope. It reminds me of when they wrote your name down in kindergarten, real neat and clean like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Love a clean font.
Okay, so before we wrap this thing up, Elmarie, do you have any news and gossip?
We do. Let's get into some news.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, let's see. We're going to go to Lily first. So I'm a little upset I didn't screenshot this when she first posted it because she mentioned editing, you know, the
producers. That's what I was talking about.
And everything like that. So she mentioned that, but now I guess after the show came on, she revised her post.
Oh, you switched it up on us,
she
Lily.
She switched it up on us. Lily, you... Mm-hmm. Stay true to who you are, but no. So anyway, in this caption, she was like, "I am who the F I am. It is what it is, homie, but y'all see me. So I'm so imperfect. Yeah, I drink. Yeah, I'm emotional. I got a bad temper, but I always take care of business, bitch." Okay.
Okay.
So, that was her caption for her. She has more there, like, you know, thanks to VH1 for allowing us to be a part, allowing us, the viewers, mm-hmm. to be a part of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
For those that know me and love me, or if I don't know, wait, I'm sorry. For those who I don't love, y'all miserable bitches too. Okay. I don't. Sometimes, you know, reading people's captions.
It's like, that was difficult to read.
It was difficult to read.
I mean, but Lily, like, yes, you are who you are, but growth and elevation is a major part of life. Yeah. You do not want to keep reliving a season one. You do not want your first season. You don't want to keep reliving that, Lily. And I feel you, like, be who you are. Love who you are. There's nothing wrong with that.
You are who you are. Does not excuse character flaws that you can do things
with. Yes. And take this opportunity to evaluate yourself and grow from it. There's nothing wrong with owning a mistake. It actually makes you stronger. You know,
especially being on TV now, like you're able to watch yourself back.
Right.
You're able to see yourself outside of yourself.
Right.
So it's something should click to you to where you're like, I need to change these things, or I need to get help, because there's nothing wrong with that. Because like we said, it's sadness. We know the story of her father and things like that. We know that that girl has come from pain and looks like she's still in pain.
Right.
It's okay, Lily, to go get some help, because it's not okay to lash out at everybody all the time.
Because you want friends who are going to have your back. You need support in this life, you know, and you don't want to give your friends the feeling that at any moment you might spaz on them, or at any moment you might lose
y'all
it on them.
Y'all just keep Lily lifted
cool
in
feeling.
Prayer. Just lift her up. Lift your hand to heaven for her.
Lily,
just keep her in your prayer.
I like you. I like you. I like the fact that you go hard for yours, Lily, but you got to get some tact with yourself.
Yeah,
you got to get some tact, sis. So.
But let's look at Ryan and Rachel in their 90s gear.
Fly. Super fly.
He got the Carl Kanai. Shout out to Carl Kanai.
They definitely looked super 90s.
Kept
so here's the tea.
I love her pose.
Here's the tea. We didn't see them at the party.
No,
right.
But they were at the party.
Ryan said it. They be editing
on
stuff.
On the dance floor.
He said it's not what y'all think it is.
If you guys go to Ryan's page, he posted this today.
Yes.
It's more slides on that. You'll see that him partying, him and Don are dancing. Like, so his caption was, "I mean, if I would have went to a 90s party, we dressed to the MFT. And partied hard."
Who all of those people he was with, Elmarie? Was that his new crew?
Well, it might have been a new crew.
Because there were several people dressed in 90s. But I thought the fit was fly.
But the fit was fly. It shows you the editing. Because like we would have thought like Ryan had no parts and he wasn't there. Because
it makes me think y'all wasn't really, y'all not really mad. Y'all playing me. And that kind of pisses me off.
Well, they came together. They were here together 2 weeks ago. Ryan and Ford both came together to say, you know, hey, the best friendship is still intact.
Oh, that's good.
Because, you know, I was a little confused. When I saw Ryan ask Junior to come to the new shop, but not four, I was confused. So, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, we'll put that in predictions. Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, Ryan took a group photo, and it's like the group photo is mostly like the new NYMAG people. But at the same, so that's interesting. So some of the new NYMAG people were at that party too.
Production.
Okay, VH1, we see your editing skills.
We see y'all.
Are we shout out
to Ryan being in the building to celebrate his best friend's party, despite the
everything
disagreement.
Going on. Yeah, that's be there for your friend.
And the fit was crazy. Rachel, the fit was crazy. Yeah, I gave it to you.
They broke with super 90s.
So let's bring this thing on. We're gonna go into predictions, y'all. I need my prediction music because it always helps me in my Creole moments.
You're after Buzz TV.
It's coming to me.
This music creeps me out so bad. I can't get anybody.
I like the strobe lights, so I'm like,
every
hey.
Show, I'm like,
predictions. So what you got?
Dang.
It's a lot of stuff that we saw at
well,
the end.
Well, I know. I'm trying to take it all in. I predict that Charmaine is going to affect it. She's not going to be successful at getting rid of Lily, even though she pulls the Ryan.
She does
she
pull
pulled a
Ryan.
She said, I'm the boss. She said, I'm the HBIC.
I'm going to have to keep it funky. I have no idea how this is going to go over with the rest of the crew.
The prediction that I have is I think her and Lily are going to get into it again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because she definitely was like, Lily
they already
go.
Heated. Lily was not apologetic. She was like, well, you shouldn't have been talking.
She said, look at my eye. And she had a black eye. She had,
and you know, I'm tired of y'all beating on my girl, Charmaine.
And that's,
I'm over it.
That's serious because she works in media. Yes, like, her face
that's not
stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Like, that's a lot I of makeup
like
to cover
she,
that
I feel
up.
Like, I feel like, as a crew, I would be like, yeah, she need to go. I'm not even going to lie. I'd be like, Lily, you got to kick rocks. We didn't even hire
thing,
you.
Yeah, it's one thing, a little tussle or something like that. She hard down punched her. And I was telling you, I was like, oh, I didn't think she got her that good. I was like, let me rewind it. But like, yeah, she got her.
No, she got her.
She got her.
She got her. I just feel like she needs to go. Because it was unexpected out of nowhere. It didn't even,
She was hired by Ryan, right?
Yeah, so you really, like, Lily, why don't you go to Loyal?
Why
don't you go to the new NYMAG?
Girl, why are you trying to force yourself into something and make
you
yourself...
you really weren't even in there with all the whole, like, cat drama and everything like that. Like, why
she
didn't follow
a family. She wants a family, y'all.
But she wants to conquer... Damn, man, I can't even
too many layers to that onion, so just go ahead and probably just hang your brain up for that one.
Lily just a wild card. I don't know.
I'm just
I feel like she
needs
to go.
Next week's episode.
But I know she's not going to, so what is that? Well, I'm super excited too, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see.
I do want to say this real quick for everyone. Make sure you guys keep up with us on our social media because next week is the 4th of July.
Yes.
So we may air our show on Thursday, or we may just double up for the next week just in case you're looking for us. So like I said, check out our social media pages and we'll let you know if we're going to come on Thursday of that week or just double up for the week after.
Yes.
So we'll keep you posted.
That's this week's review. Do you guys have any last thoughts that you want to add?
I can't wait to see her burn his clothes up in the XL style. I can't wait. Burn it to the ground.
Crispy, crinkly, crackety, crunchity burning.
You ain't going to have anything to wear.
Burning.
Real. Terrence is just... Oh, Terrence.
She had a whole nother pile to go
dirty.
To.
Dirty.
And then soak him in a tub of, like, peroxide.
Throw a little
alcohol.
Bleach in there.
I need some bleach. You need to really disinfect him before you touch him again, honey.
Listerine in his mouth. Like,
nah, this is terrible. He's horrible. Not my man. Not my problem.
Right. Until next week, I'm going to relieve myself of this headache trying to dissect this stuff. But you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And you can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. On Twitter at Everyone, the number one, hates VN. On Monday nights on Hot Sides of Potomac. Thursday nights on Growing Up Hip Hop. And Monday nights again on Shades of Blue.
Sis on all the... Come on, sis. She's working, okay? Yeah, shout out to Felicia for being such a
thanks
lovely host.
Yes,
yes. And shout out
tonight.
To Drew and Kiki. We really miss you guys. And until next week, we are your AfterBuzz crew for Black Ink Crew Chicago. And we'll see you guys next week. Stay tuned so we can let you know when.
Yep.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.